WLG KO4 NUE. WLG KO4 NUE. For NUE, no contact, I'm clear. Station any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, radio check.
Hey, Chad, what's going on?
Hey, man, are you getting any kind of drop or feedback off of the repeater or anything?
Every now and then, yes. There have been several guys on here today talking about problems with different things.
Well, I just I didn't know what was going on. But, so let me just tell you. I have been trying to get a set of hydraulic hoses made for this Bobcat down here in the shop for 4 days now. And I'm not understanding. I mean, I understand why, but every hydraulic place that I go to is telling me that this connector that I need, which is a pretty common crimp-on connector, a number 6, 45 degree, they're just saying, hey, we're out of stock, and it's going to be a month or a month and a half before we can get them back in. And, I mean, I've been to 3 hydraulic stores already. What is going on?
Get anything. I mean, it's just that way with everything now. I mean, it's crazy.
By the grocery store and got some stuff for supper tonight, and I bought 1 onion about the size of a baseball. And I didn't realize, till after I got in the truck, $2.59 for an onion.
Well, don't know what to tell you on that one, buddy.
Goodness gracious. I just need to stay at home. this is frustrating. And I don't know what I'm going to tell a customer. I mean, it is what it is. But, three to 4 weeks? Jeez, man.
With the same thing. I've got stuff I've had on back order for months.
Man standing there with his money in his hand, and you tell him no, I mean, that's not good.
No, it's not. It's costing me sales, too.
And Carolina Hose and Hydraulics, I mean, they're the go-to. I mean, I always use them. And, I mean, he just took one look at him and said, I can't help you. And I said, what? Okay. I said, I'm just curious why. And he says, well, these are number 10 crimp-ons. And he said, we've had them on order for 2 weeks now. And they just told us this morning it's going to be another 4 weeks before we can get them. And he said, I'd rather you be angry at me because I didn't do the job, rather than angry at me for having to wait 4 weeks for a simple hydraulic hose. And I just, oh my goodness, man. This is crazy.
See, but this is where we're at in today's world.
I agree. I mean, I'm not trying to cause an argument or nothing. I'm just saying that it sure is frustrating. And I told the guy he was agreeing, we weren't arguing or anything. He was agreeing with me that, you know, we're losing money here because we can't get the stuff to do the job. And he said, I've got one customer, 1 hydraulic hose. He said, no, it's a 2-inch hose. He said, it's gonna be middle of January before I can get the parts to make man hose. And he said, you know, when you got an excavator down that long, that's a problem. And I said, yeah, that's a problem.
I deal with that every day, all day long. Can't get stuff for people that they need. I mean, I've got screwdrivers and wrenches on back order for months. And my total back order is tens of thousands of dollars.
I don't guess there's anything you can do unless, you know, do eBay or something. But, I mean, I tried to find some parts on eBay this morning, and they're, you know, I found a couple of them. And, I mean, they're in Australia or Canada, you know. And I mean, it's going to cost more to ship it. I ended up having to go to the Bobcat store to get the parts, because by the time I paid shipping from Australia, it was, you know, twice the amount. So I don't know. I'm just going to have to give him a call and just kind of explain to him kind of what's going on. So let me tell you this. So the fan tower went out on Dad's Bobcat, and it changes the way the fan turns by 90 degrees. And I went down Bobcat, bought another one to put on it. It was, I don't know, it was $300-$400. I mean, it was kind of pricey. So this customer I got in the shop got same model Bobcat now, and the fan tower's going out on his. So I'll just run down there, Bobcat, pick up another one. $1,100. And 2 years ago, I bought the same one for a little over $4,000. Good grief.
And the sad thing is there's no end in sight for the inflation going up and stuff on back order. It's just going to get worse.
I mean, ain't nothing you can do about it. And complaining sure ain't helping. It just gets everybody all hot and bothered. So I'm just going to go back to the house. I mean, I'm giving up for the day. I don't know what else I can do, you know. I don't. There's nothing. I'm just going to have to wait.
KO4NUE, K4OIM. Chad, have you tried Napa up there in Landrum to get that hose made?
The Napa store here in Taylor's, I've tried. Klein's hose and hydraulic, Carolina hose and hydraulic. I mean, I have spent all morning, and I bet you I put 100 miles on my vehicle trying to figure out where to get this thing. And the issue that I'm running into is, I've got 8 hoses that need to be made. And these 45-degree connectors, there's 6 of them on there. So I go to Napa, okay, yeah, well, we got one connector. And then I go to Klein's, okay, well, we've got one. And Carolina Hose and Hydraulics didn't have any. So I just, you know, I'm going to end up spending, you know, $200 in labor driving around trying to find the stuff. So I don't know. How did the surgery go, Walt?
Can't believe how easy that went. I've been back home about 45 minutes. My eyes itching like the dickens, and I can't rub it. But I took these dark glasses off they gave me, and I closed my left eye and looked at the monitor on my computer at the screen. And then I closed my right eye and looked at it with my eye that they operated on. And, man, it's like looking at black and white. I can't believe the difference, Chad. And absolutely no pain at all to it.
His dad go through that, and that was kind of amazing to see him get his sight back. But, Walt, I'm pretty sure that bandage is supposed to be on that eye, and you don't need to be taking the bandage off, experimenting, and you certainly cannot rub it or scratch it.
Okay, this patch to go over the eye, but according to him, I'm only supposed to wear it at night to keep me from unconsciously rubbing my eye or something. But I'm still wearing these dark glasses. I look like one of the Blues Brothers, Chad.
Oh, man. Trust me, Walt, that ain't the glasses. That's just not the glasses doing that.
I hate to say it, but once I get both of them fixed, KM4 VWA Steve, he might actually be as pretty as he brags that he is. I don't know, though. It's going to take a lot of hour work to make him look pretty. But, and there's another hydraulic place over there at Taylor's out there on St. Mark Road. That guy builds cylinders, rebuilds cylinders, and makes hoses. I can't think of the name of it, though. It's out there right off of St. Mark Road.
I'm headed back to the house. I'm gonna contact the customer and find out what he wants to do, and just, you know, let him know. I mean, he's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, he's got about $80 in it right now, and ain't got no hoses. So I know what he's gonna do. I'll just turn the hoses over to him. Let him go run that down. Because I gotta get paid for my time, and that's when you spending it all day in a vehicle, that gets them a little bit upset. So I'll work it out with him, but I'm done with it. I just frustrated with the whole thing.
Use for a hose like that, and it be on back order, and what we eventually done, we just bought a new hose. Or go rob one out of a junkyard somewhere, if you can find one. But then you don't know what kind of condition they in, whether they've deteriorated from the inside or not. But I don't know. I've always, Napa up there in Landrum, when I worked with Dobbins grating up there, they always had the fittings for me. I'd have to drop it off a lot of times and come back and pick it up the next day. That one and that guy over there on St. Mark Road got to be about the only two that we deal with around in that area. Well, I'm going to get off of here and fix me something to eat. I ain't had no breakfast. I ain't had no coffee. I ain't had no water. I ain't had nothing. And I'm ready to do some eating, Chad. All right, KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear, Chad, on your phone.
Be safe, and don't contaminate your eye. Keep the patch on at night. And I'm glad things went well. I haven't been through the surgery, but I've watched my dad go through it, and there's not a lot to it from what I saw. Now, I wasn't the one getting my eye cut on either, so just keep that in mind. But I'm glad you're happy with it thus far. But stay safe. 73 is Walt. I'm KL4NUE. I'm clear.
Patrick, I didn't mean to cut you out there, buddy. Oh, I say 73 to you there, Patrick. K4OIM. I'll be clear.